And now to the geology professor and climate skeptic whose book How to Get Expelled from School, A Guide to Climate Change for Pupils, Parents and Punters was launched last night by the former Prime Minister John Howard. Ian Plimer, Professor of Mining Geology at the University of Adelaide, claims that much of the concern about global warming is the result of political activism, opportunism, and is unrelated to science. But that's not his only controversial view. Professor Plimer also argues that white asbestos, known as chrysotile, is not really asbestos, and 3 years ago he even asserted that it was not a carcinogen. Earlier, I asked him whether his new book really would see kids expelled.
It's going to teach them to ask the fundamental questions. Is climate change normal? And once climate change has established as being normal, terms such as denier and skeptic have no validity, and the teachers then have to deal with the key scientific questions like which part of the last 330 years of warming is natural and which part is due to human activity.
The Science Teachers Association and others have taken exception to your book already. Does that worry you?
Not at all. I see the products of the science teachers. I see 500 of them every year. I have for the last 40 years. These kids coming out today have the lack of basics of chemistry, physics, mathematics, logic and English. These kids today are being taught environmental activism, and they have to be retaught the basics before they can understand how the world works. I'm not surprised that people who are probably activists are a little bit concerned.
Well, you're a professor of mining geology, simply put, a rock expert. How does that qualify you on meteorological and climate sciences?
Every rock you look at, you ask a simple question. What was sea level doing? What was the climate doing? And every geology textbook, going back hundreds of years, deals with past climates. And we've only got to our present climate from past climates. The climate industry ignores the past. Climate science is a very new science. Geology is a great part of climate science. You cannot ignore geology. If you do, you get a completely different view of the way the planet works. But that's the way that the climate industry wants us to look at climate, because geology has those really uncomfortable questions. It shows that sea level goes up and down, and climate goes up and down, and the land goes up and down, and it's much more complicated than traces of a trace gas in the atmosphere.
Well, can I ask you a simple question about your expertise, rocks? A few years ago, you told me chrysotile was not asbestos. Is that right?
Chrysotile is a serpentine mineral. That is absolutely correct.
So it's
mineralogically,
not,
it's a serpentine mineral.
It's not asbestos.
It is called commercially asbestos. The mineral chrysotile is a serpentine mineral.
Even the asbestos industry calls it asbestos. I mean,
as
the
I
town
said, it's called
asbestos mines chrysotile.
As I said, it's called commercially asbestos.
Scientifically,
however,
with respect, Professor, it's called asbestos scientifically
I'm
too.
Sorry. You are just a journalist. I have spent my life studying minerals. Look up any basic minerality textbook, the sort of thing that we give to 18-year-old students at university, and you will see that chrysotile is a serpentine mineral.
Called asbestos.
Serpentine minerals.
Called
whereas
asbestos.
Whereas asbestos minerals are amphibole minerals.
Amphibole basic, like chrysidolite and amosite, but chrysotile is part of the family called asbestos,
I'm
is
sorry,
it not?
You are demonstrating mass ignorance. You are out of your depth. I invite you to come to some elementary first-year minerality lectures.
And is
and you
chrysotile
will learn the difference between amphiboles and...
Well, another simple question. Is chrysotile a carcinogen?
The literature is quite varied on this now.
You told me it wasn't. You told me it wasn't 3 years ago. Do
I'm
you still
sorry,
have that view?
I'm sorry, you are letting your ideology run loose.
Well, let me quote this letter that you wrote me
just,
3 years ago.
Let me just say that the mineralogy and the epidemiological work has been done since then, and it is now quite equivocal as to what chrysotile does.
Professor, in 2008, you wrote to me... Excuse
view.
Me, can I ask you this question? In 2008, you wrote to me and you said, chrysotile is not a carcinogen. Do you still stand by that view?
The literature now has changed. There has been some more work done. Now, there happened to be 3 years of scientific work done between 2008 and 2011.
And in 2008, the WHO said it was a carcinogen. So did medical authorities throughout the world, but you said it wasn't.
No, I'm sorry. It was equivocal. It is probably less equivocal now. And again,
you're saying in 2008, Professor, that asbestos was not viewed as a carcinogen.
Well, I'm sure that has a huge amount to do with climate change.
But Professor, it goes to your credibility, does it not?
It certainly goes to your credibility.
How could a geologist such as yourself say the chrysotile is not a carcinogen?
Is an asbestos mineral when you know full well that it isn't. And it is no wonder that people have lost faith in the ABC because you know very well.
And the entire industry in Canada, the town of asbestos that mines chrysotile, they've all got it wrong.
Chrysotile is an amphibole. You know very well because you could very simply call up MinData, you could call up any website on mineralogy, and you could be shown to be quite misleading and deceptive.
Final question, Professor.
I don't know why you want to spend your time totally and absolutely out of your depth.
A final question with respect, Professor. Have you ever taken any money from the coal industry or the asbestos industry or their lobbyists?
Not at all. But have you, sir, ever taken any money from the taxpayer? And that is what you are doing to paint an ideological picture, which in most cases can be regarded as misleading and deceptive.
Thanks for your time, Professor. The University of Adelaide's Professor Ian Plimer.